When someone tells you, you look just like your parents, do you consider that a good thing? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever looked in the mirror and then seen your mom or dad staring back? I think that's going to happen to my son Tucker one day. Now, I'm personally not very good at seeing family resemblance, but everyone says he looks just like me, so he'll have to decide one day if that's a good thing or not. But if you're a Christian, that's not your only family, which we'll talk about with Family Resemblance by A.W. Smith. Have you ever had one of those moments when you realized you looked a lot like your family? We've all inherited traits from our parents, like hair color, freckles, or height. And whether we were adopted or born into a family, we may also have other family traits like facial expressions, mannerisms, or the way we carry ourselves. Sometimes people share so many inherited traits and look so much alike, it's obvious they're related. And as Christians, we're part of another family too, God's family. When we put our trust in Jesus, the Bible says we were born again. You can find out about that in John 3 and 1 Peter 1. We became God's children. He freed us from sin. And through the Holy Spirit, He put the characteristics that He Himself possesses into our hearts. Traits like love, faithfulness, and patience, to name a few. When our lives reflect the character of Jesus, when what we say and what we do is motivated by His love, others can see that we're God's children. Of course, none of us will reflect Jesus' character and love perfectly, at least until He returns. But we become more and more like Jesus as we grow in our faith. And as we develop the characteristics He's given us and display them in our lives, it's plain to see that we belong to Him. Isn't it so amazing that we get to share a family resemblance with God? Jesus is the Almighty, Holy, Transcendent King of the universe. Yet, He humbled Himself to die on a cross for us and then be raised to life so we could become part of His family. He invites us to share His resemblance and carry His name. What an incredible gift. Once we belong to God's family, His love overflows from us to the world around us. As we get to know Him better, He'll help us grow to become more like Him. Our lives and the way we treat others can be a reflection of Jesus. Through us, people can see our Heavenly Father's love for them, and we can pray that they'll want to become part of His family too. So what are you thinking after hearing today's Devo? Have you noticed any Christians in your life who bear a striking family resemblance to Jesus? What is it like to be around them? How do they live? As we spend intentional time with God, we often find ourselves becoming more like Him. What are some ways you could spend intentional time with God this week through praying, reading or listening to His Word, and gathering with other believers? Now, as you and I can read in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In John 3, verses 1 through 8, John 13, verses 33 through 35, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 23, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and you can have it with you, whatever you're doing, with the Unlocked app. It's free, and you can listen or read each day's devotion, read the Bible verses, and find reading plans on topics like the Gospel and the Ten Commandments. Get the Unlocked app by searching your app store for Unlocked Daily Devotions for Teens. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, a poem talking about how God created you and loves you every day of your life. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.